Go ahead, lounge around in bed with a good magazine. We'll even read it to you. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live. Live. On Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
It's not great when your owner is suspended and for the second time in a year is in the news for the entirely wrong reasons.
Yeah, I mean, it is awkward because the team is bad.
Yeah.
You know, they've got 17 wins out of 55 games, the third worst record in the OHL, last in the West. So, you know, there is some merit, I suppose, to make a move. But when you hear stories coming out about the fact that it's about, one, his son's playing time, two, he's putting people in place who are making moves potentially for their impending sons to be on the team in the future. And a lot of the decisions are made based off of nepotism and not based off of any sort of numbers. It is awkward, but I whether it's this situation or whether it's tanking in the NBA or the NHL, I almost feel like as a league, you have to allow your owners to own and give them some autonomy. Otherwise, you kind of have this police state where the league, and it's kind of what happens in the MLS, the league owns the teams and they're somewhat franchises. This, I suppose, is a bit different. I don't really know how I feel about it yet because the impact is not just the owner and the bottom line. It's those kids' futures because they're playing for potential careers and you got have families who are upset with the situation. So I'm not really sure. It's a shocker. I don't really have a hard stance on something. I'm not really sure, you know, what to do because I think in different ways, both sides have made this a bit of a mess.
And to add more awkwardness to the situation, it's not a professional league, right? Like, I'm sure you're getting a stipend and whatever you want to say about, you know, money being thrown around in back rooms in that league, which I think we all understand does take place. It's not supposed to be a professional league. The players are supposed to be unpaid. It's supposed to be a developmental league. And yes, some of them do end up in the NHL, but I would
98%
say,
don't.
They don't. And there is an education, I guess, tied to playing in that league as well. So you're talking about young people and it being under control of an owner that maybe doesn't have the best intentions for his team. It's just to further his own family interests.
Yeah, I think the key in all this is we're talking about kids, and you have to differentiate between, you know, a crazy Harold Ballard-esque owner, you know, running a team full of men and
who kind of just have to put up with it because they're cashing a paycheck every 2 weeks.
Sure. Whereas, I mean, David Branch, the OHL commissioner, I mean, he is someone who is known for making forceful decisions, taking strong action, and a lot of that is because they're trying to protect the image of the OHL as a place where, you know, essentially you're going to parents and saying, it's okay to give us your 16-year-old kid. We're going to take care of him. You know, we're going to make sure he's in a comfortable spot. You forget how young these players are, and you know, most of them are leaving home or leaving, you know, traveling a great distance to go live in a new place for the first time years before their friends go to university and things of that nature. So it is a bit more of a delicate situation, and I do think that's why David Branch has stepped up and kind of done what he does and make a strong move. I was there when the first round of this zaniness happened. So I was there for the first game back. The coaches had been fired on, I'm going to say, a Monday or Tuesday. They were hired back, you know, Wednesday kind of thing. Had a practice, had a game that Friday. And, you know, they won the game. And very much the sense I got while I was there was, yes, this fella had made a terrible decision, Rolf Nilsson, impulsive, dumb move. But everyone kind of chalked it up. And I talked to some fans as he had a bad moment. And you saw evidence that he was invested in the team. I mean, literally, he's poured money into a building there. I mean, how many people have got their hands up saying, I'll throw money into Flint in any context, you know? So I kind of walked away thinking, well, you know, maybe this can work. And, you know, well, you give him a bogey on that one and, you know, try again. And a mulligan, that's what the golf term I was looking for.
Are you a golfer?
So he gets his mulligan. And here we are again, and you know, you do have to stress that the team is terrible, and based on performance, you can understand firing the coaches, but buddy, wait a few more weeks. The OHL season ends in mid-March.
Right.
Like, it does make you think, if you're not smart enough to see that, how many good decisions are you making?
But where does the OHL league office and Branch own some of this? Because they granted him the ability to have a franchise.
Like, right. No doubt.
At that point, once you say you're one of our member clubs, I almost feel like you have to let him govern his team, because how long is he going to be under this kind of probation where the right. league runs the team? Is it, you know, till the offseason, and maybe he can make a move then? Is it till next year? Because ultimately, he's the owner. He should be able to dictate what happens.
Yeah, it's just tough because people aren't necessarily lining up to take a team from Plymouth and give it a new home, and that's right. what this guy was willing to do. So, and again, you know, even just like the money that he's been willing to fork out, I'm sure that got the attention of Branch and company, and who knows how hard they did or didn't vet him, or, you know, I guess you don't know when someone's going to take a shirt. I mean, how many times did you sit there and think, is this the kind of guy who might fire the coaching staff if his kid doesn't play, you know, right. 2 minutes
on
the power play?
Is that one of the questions yeah. you ask him when you are vetting him? It seems like probably not.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.